This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Keep your friends close, but your supply chains closer. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. Now, if COVID, the war in Ukraine, and tensions with China has taught us anything, is that you've got to minimise your supply chain risk. Today, the European Union is setting out an economic security strategy to deal with these issues. Businesses in Europe are already trying to supply closer to home, and that's known as nearshoring. The commercial property agent Cushman & Wakefield identified a 30% jump in demand for industrial space across Europe last year, and that's despite an economic downturn. It's similar to the way American companies have relocated plants to Mexico. The BBC's Will Bain spoke to Tim Crichton, Cushman's head of industrial in Europe, who explained which countries are benefiting.
So what we're seeing really is focus on the Iberian Peninsula, Spain, Portugal, Central and Eastern Europe. We're also seeing impacts even in Turkey and Morocco, so outside the EU, but where they've got great supply chain links into Europe.
How much of this is to do with China?
There's a component in terms of supply chains looking for resilience. But it's not solely down to China. It's down to elements of sustainability. It's around labor pricing. It's around robotics and AI and the disruption that that's likely to have in supply chains going forward as well.
But very clearly a trend from what you're seeing that big companies want to have, I guess, a better handle on their supply chains and also make those supply chains shorter. Is that a COVID fallout, do we think?
The pandemic definitely highlighted the fragility of supply chains. I think most of it's experienced that in stores, probably when we were going into buy products during the pandemic. And shortening supply chains typically means we're putting less road miles, sea miles, air miles into product. Therefore, we get less carbon impact potentially in supply chains too. So the shortening of that distance, the closer production to the consumer, has benefits both in sustainability, geopolitically potentially, in terms of more markets that are aligned to trading relationships with those that we're selling product in, and even around elements we're seeing around consumption patterns and moving product very quickly into those markets. Speed is increasingly important.
Tim Crichton, Head of Logistics and Industrial in Europe for Cushman & Wakefield. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Will.
Now let's do the numbers. 500, that's the amount of planes India's IndiGo has ordered from Airbus in the biggest aircraft order in history. Airbus shares are on the up, and Alibaba's shares have dropped after it announced it's replacing its top boss in a surprise reshuffle. Joseph Tsai, who owns the NBA basketball team Brooklyn Nets, will take over as chairman. Now, as the war in Ukraine rages on, Britain has announced new plans to change the purpose of sanctions against Russia. It hopes the changes will mean that Russian money will eventually be used to rebuild Ukraine. Our reporter Beth Timmons has more.
The new laws tighten Britain's sanctions policy to keep Russian assets frozen until the country agrees to pay compensation to Ukraine. It's the first government to take this step. Other Western countries haven't gone as far, believing it could set a precedent for their assets held overseas to also be seized. Since the invasion of Ukraine, the UK has frozen more than $23 billion in assets and sanctioned more than 1,500 Russian nationals.
The BBC's Beth Timmons. Now let's talk about Pakistan, because the government there is in a waiting game with the International Monetary Fund over a desperately needed loan. The country is struggling with high levels of debt, shrinking foreign exchange reserves and a huge rise in inflation. This economic crisis is driving skilled workers to leave. The BBC's Nasser Hanif reports.
Nearly 750,000 people left Pakistan in search of work last year, according to government figures. One of those was Mubasher Rahman, an assistant project manager who recently moved to England.
Everyone wants to live there. I don't find any soul who wants to live there.
He says young people like him can't progress in big companies without knowing the right people.
If I'm working with this organization, I'm investing my time, my blood, my sweat, I'll be somewhere in 5 years. We don't see that happening.
Older workers are also leaving because the rupee, Pakistan's currency, has lost 2/3 of its value against the dollar in the last 5 years. Ali Hassan is an associate professor of economics at the Lahore University of Management Sciences.
If someone had started their career in Pakistan versus started their career in, let's say, the Middle East as a foreman in a factory, a person who's chosen to work in the Middle East, even if they started off with the same salary in dollar terms, has made something like 3 times as much money today.
The medical profession has been one of the most affected by the so-called brain drain. According to research from the Pakistan Journal of Medical Sciences, 40% of the country's doctors settle overseas, mainly in the US, UK and Europe.
Hello, I'm calling from the GP surgery. My name is Saida and I'm a MSK practitioner. How may I help you today? Okay, so how long have you been?
Saida Abir Fatima left her home in Pakistan after training to be a doctor for more than 8 years. To work in the city of Bradford in the north of England.
All right. So does the pain go down the leg as well, or is it just in your back?
She says poor pay is one of the key factors in pushing people to leave the country.
Junior doctors are not paid very well, which is one of the things which holds you back as well, because obviously at one point you start your family, you start settling down. So that's something, you know, a lot of junior doctors struggle with.
She believes there are things that can be done to stop workers from leaving.
For skilled workers, I think there should be a job surety and create more opportunities for professional growth as well. If Pakistan is more stable or has more job opportunities, really, so that will help people to stay.
If Pakistan is able to convince the International Monetary Fund to give it a loan, that would bring some more economic stability, at least in the short term. Without it, the fear is more talented people will continue to leave the country. I'm the BBC's Nasser Hanif for Marketplace.
And finally, let's finish with a different one. So off an island off the coast of England are looking for maximum economic exposure by promoting what's known as clothing optional tourism. Residents on the Isle of Wight want to expand their unofficial nudist beach, but this naked ambition isn't for everyone. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.